弟兄姐妹，朋友们，主里平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
我们今天来到希伯来书第十二章。
And today we're coming to the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews.
我们要讲到一个主题。
To talk about a topic.
奔跑天路。
The race, the heavenward race.
天父的管教。
And the discipline of a father.
我们刚刚读的这段经文里头，他说我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
And so in the past, in the verses that we just read, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
那他说我们奔跑的时候有许多见证人。
And it is said that when we are running this race, we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
我们每个人的人生都在奔跑。
And every one of us are running this race in our life.
不管你在跑步，你在走路，还是你躺下来，你都在奔跑。
Whether you are really running, or when you're walking, or even like just laying down, every one of us, is running.
不跑的人是已经走不下去了。
And those who are not running is because they don't have any energy.
不跑的人是要结束这个生命了。
And those who are not running are those who are going to, end their lives.
但是我们今天大部分人都在奔跑。
However, most of us here today are still running.
我们奔跑呢，我们也有见证人。
And we also have witnesses.
见证人不是旁边的拉拉队。
And those are not like the cheerleaders around us.
见证人是你看到谁在奔跑的时候，你要学着他跑。
Our witnesses is when you are seeing other people running, you are going to model after them.
不是基督徒奔跑的时候有见证人。
It's not like only Christians have witnesses.
任何一个人奔跑的时候都有见证人。
Who is running have witnesses.
你们的生命，你们为什么那么努力？你们朝的方向，为什么朝那个方向奋斗？都是因为你们曾经见过一些人，或者你们仰慕过一些人，有人告诉你当这么跑的。
And why are you running this way? Why are you running toward that goal? It's because in your life in the past, you have seen those people who are doing this.
问题不是说我们有没有奔跑。
The problem is not whether or not you're running the race.
我们有没有见证人在我们当中。
It is whether or not we have witnesses among us.
问题是我们是以谁做我们的见证人。
The problem is, who do we regard as our witnesses?
我们的人生是学向谁来奔跑。
And who are we modeling after in our race of life?
你来这里大学，你读完了大学要找工作，你在找完工作之后要追求一个人生。
When you are coming here to study in a college, in the university, and after you graduate, you are going to pursue your life.
你的人生你怎么知道要这样的去追寻
And how do you know that your life is going to be after that kind?
因为我们看到有一群的人
Because we see a group of people.
我们小时候看到的听到的或者学的
When we were little, we saw, we, learned after.
那问题就是我们是向谁学
And the problem is, who are we learning from?
我们一起来做个祷告
Let's go and pray.
天父我们来到你跟前求主你帮助我们来思考我们前面的道路
Lord, we come before you and help us to consider our way before us.
帮助我们学习来跟随你
And help us to learn how to follow you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天看的这段经文12章1到17节
So today's verse, chapter 12, verse 1 to 17.
我分成三段
And I'm going to, divide it into three parts.
第一段是我们奔跑要有目标
The first one is that, our race has to have a goal.
第二个就是我们奔跑不要灰心
And then the second is that we should not lose heart when we're racing.
第三就是我们奔跑不要忘记了我们的目的。
And the third is that we should not lose our purpose, our goal when we're racing.
我们奔跑要有目标。
And we have to have, we have to run with a goal.
我们来读十二章的第一、第二节。
Let's read, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
我们一起来念，打开圣经。
Open your Bible and read together.
第一节。我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。 就当放在一切脱去各样罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的路，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。好，你这里我们看到说我们是需要奔跑。
So here we actually see that there is a need to race.
我们怎么奔跑呢？
How do we run the race?
我们要放下一切的重担。
We have to shed all our burdens.
容易缠累我们的罪。
And set aside the sins that is clinging to us.
我们要存着忍耐的心来奔跑。
And with a heart of endurance, we run the race.
我们奔跑，我们有一个榜样。
And there is a model before us.
第二节说，要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And that we have to look up to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
耶稣是我们的榜样。
And Jesus is the role model.
也是我们要仰望的那一位救主。
He is also the one who we are looking upon.
他因为摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看眼前的这个羞辱。
And because of the joy that is set before him, he despised the shame.
他就受了十字架的苦。
And to endure the suffering of the cross.
结局是什么？
And what is the outcome?
他坐在神宝座的右边。
He is seated at the right side of the throne of God.
好，这是奔跑要有目标。
So this is, you have to run with a goal.
然后我们跳到后面第十四节。
And let's jump to verse 14.
十四到十七节。
14 to 17.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
你们要追求。然后我们读到这里的时候，你注意到虽然这里14到17节有4节的经文，你仔细看的话跟前面1到2节是同样多的这个篇幅。
So we're reading here, and even though there are 4 verses from 14 to 17, it's actually as long as verse 1 and
2. 14节说我们也要不是奔跑了这里 是说什么追求。
And so in verse 14, it isNo longer running, but striving for.
我们要追求与众人和睦，追求圣洁。
It says, strive for peace with everyone and for holiness.
在追求的当中，我们要谨慎。
And when we are striving for it, we have to be careful.
小心有那个毒根会生出来扰乱你们。
Lest that the root of bitterness is going to spring up and cause trouble.
我们在属灵的事上，我们在追求的时候，我们要小心这些的污秽。
And when we are pursuing those spiritual things, we have to be careful and not to get those obscene things.
像前面那个缠累我们的罪，在这里一样会污秽我们的罪。
Just like the aforementioned, the like burden or sins that are clinging to us.
当我们追求的时候，我们要小心。
And when we are striving for it, we have to be careful.
后面讲到以扫。
And then we are giving this warning of Esau.
以扫是怎么样的人？
What kind of a person is Esau?
他为了一点食物就把自己长子的名分卖了。
And he sold his birthright for a single meal.
前面的耶稣为了那前面的喜乐，将来的喜乐，他就忍受苦难。
So beforehand, we saw that Jesus, for the joy that is set before him, he endured the shame.
在这里的以扫，他为了一点食物就把自己长子的名分卖了。
And but here Esau, he sold his birthright for a single meal.
最后找不到门路，能够回到他父亲的心意里头。
And eventually he lost the way to go back to his father's will.
接着前面后面都在告诉我们，我们要存心忍耐。
So, in verse 1 and 2, and also from 14 to 17, it is telling us that we have to endure.
我们要追求，我们要奔跑，我们要追求那圣洁。
We have to run, we have to run the race, we have to strive for the holiness.
这里有两个人物，一个是耶稣，为我们的榜样。
There are two characters. The one, Jesus, he is our role model.
有以扫做我们的警戒
and also the warning to us, which is Esau.
我们要看耶稣跟以扫之间的差别是什么
and we have to take a look at the differences between Jesus and also and Esau.
第一个就是眼光
and so the first one is their vision.
今天唱的歌
which is the one of the songs that we sang just now.
不过跟今天的歌没有太大的关系
However, it was
有一些关系
maybe some connections.
眼光啊，耶稣的眼光在哪里
？So where is this vision of Jesus?
耶稣的眼光是摆在前面的喜乐。
His eye is focusing on the joy that is set before him.
前面就是在那遥远啊，神赐给他的那一个目标，那一个喜乐。
This is far ahead, which is set by God. This joy that he's looking forward to.
他就忍受十字架的苦难。
And so he endures the suffering of cross.
我们每个父母都知道。
So every one of us who are parents would actually know.
特别你在 Ann Arbor 的父母更知道。
Especially when you're in the city of Ann Arbor.
先不管对或不对。
Regardless whether it's right or wrong.
我们眼光都是把我们孩子放在那个哈佛大学里头。
And we set our goal in Harvard.
然后呢我们就忍受每个周末要送小孩这里去那里去的这个苦难。
So, we endure the trouble of every weekend to drive our kids here and there.
你上完班了之后晚上还要送小孩去游泳。
And after work, I was sending the kids to swimming, to other activities.
周末还要踢球比赛之类的。
So have like some games over the Sunday or things.
你就是为了那四年之后你能够申请到那一个你心目中想要你孩子去的学校。
Which is for a goal that in after 4 years, you can send your kids, to the university that he or she wants to go.
父母都是为了摆在前面的这个喜乐。
And we are looking forward to the joy that is set before us.
你们孩子去了喜不喜乐
?However, if they really go, are you going to be happy?
为了那个喜乐我们可以忍受。
For that joy, we are able to endure.
为了天上的喜乐我们岂不更要忍受。
Joy that is in heaven, how much more are we going to endure?
相比之下以扫。
So in contrast, look at Esau.
为了当下的吃喝。
For a meal, at this present moment.
卖了长子的名分。
He sold his birthright.
以扫就是我们许多时候我们每一天碰到的困难跟诱惑。
And Esau is the obstacle, the difficulty, and then the attraction that we are facing every single day.
我们为了今世的这个舒适
and for the comfort of life
我们会为了今世的这个舒适我们而奋斗
and for the comfort of the current life we are willing to strive
我们却忘了我们在天上等待我们的那一份喜乐
forgetting this joy that is waiting for us in heaven
我们为了今世的享受我们把我们基督徒的名分给卖了
For the current enjoyment of this life, we are willing to sell our Christianhood.
我们很多的朋友、同事，如果我们不想说任何一句话，没有人看得出我们身上有基督徒的样子。
If we're among our colleagues and our friends, if we don't say anything, we're not going to say anything that reveals us as Christians.
或许我们说了，人家还惊讶你是基督徒啊。
And if we...Tell other people, and then they probably will be surprised. Are you really Christian?
你会发现到说，以扫为了当下的这个吃喝，卖了长子的名分。
Esau sold his birthright or the current pleasure of eat and drink.
耶稣跟以扫的一个对比就是眼光的不同。
The contrast between Jesus and Esau is their differences in their vision.
第二个就是价值判断的一个不同。
And then the second one is their value.
轻看是这一个字，耶稣轻看羞辱。
And despise, this is the word that is used in the scripture. Jesus despised the shame.
耶稣为了那天上的这个喜乐，他轻看地上所受的一切的羞辱。
And for the joy that is heavenly, Jesus despised all the shame on this earth.
耶稣为了那一个十字架上的成就的救恩的这个荣耀，他就轻看了他门徒离弃他。
And Jesus, he despised the desertion from his disciples because he saw the glory on the cross.
他也轻看了那个他最疼爱的门徒彼得三次不认他。
And he also despised the fact that his very beloved apostle, Peter, he denied him three times.
他甚至也轻看了那个他要救赎的百姓把他卖了钉在十字架上。
And he also despised those people who came here to save. They sold him on the cross.
不是轻看他们，是轻看他们的背叛。
Not to despise them, but to despise their betrayal.
耶稣轻看当下的羞辱。
And he despised the suffering of now.
他来要救自己的百姓，他自己的百姓反而把他钉在十字架上。
He came to save his own people, but his own people nailed him on the cross.
相比之下，以扫呢？
However, what about Esau?
以扫轻看什么？
What does Esau look down upon?
以扫轻看他长子的名分。
Esau despised his birthright.
我们轻看什么？
What are we despising?
我们轻看我们基督徒的生命跟身份吗？
Are we despising our identity and life as a Christian?
当重要的事上重要的事情来的时候，我们轻看我们来到神面前的这个聚会吗？
Are we despising this congregation, this gathering here when earthly obligations are coming?
当事情忙碌的时候，我们轻看我们在神面前的这个安静的时光，我们每一天的灵修生活吗？
When things are getting busy, are we despising our time with Christ, our devotion daily?
当我们发现我们时间不够用的时候，我们是否轻看我们在神面前的祷告？
When we're running short of time, are we despising our prayers before God?
耶稣跟以扫的差别是一个轻看，是一个价值判断的一个差别。
The differences between Jesus and Esau is the despise. It is their value system.
第三。
Third.
我们的主耶稣跟以扫的差别是一个交换的对比。
This is also the difference between our Lord Jesus and Esau is the difference of an exchange.
耶稣用十架的痛苦来换取荣耀。
Jesus obtained this glory with the suffering on the cross.
而以扫用这个荣耀来换取一餐的食物。
However, Esau changed this glory with a single meal.
我不晓得你每一天在换取什么。
I don't really know what you're changing for every day.
他们的结局也不一样。
And then they have different outcome.
耶稣跑完了这一生的路程，最后坐在神右边。
Jesus, after finishing this life's race, he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
以扫要回去找他父亲，却被弃绝。
However, Esau, after returning to his father, he was rejected.
弃绝不是说他父亲不认他，而是他没有办法再从他父亲那里得到祝福。
What I'm saying rejecting is not that his father disowned him, but his father have no more blessing for Esau.
所以我们每天的眼光到底看什么？
So what are we looking forward to every day?
看手机还是圣经？
Are we looking at our cell phone or the Bible?
我们的快乐在手机当中，还是我们期待神将来的喜乐？
Is our joy residing in the phone, or are we looking forward to the joy that is set before us from God?
我们轻看的是什么？
What are we despising?
我们因为神的圣洁，我们就轻看我们在罪中之乐。
Uh, Are we, because of the holiness of God, we are despising the joy in sin?
我们觉得我们不应该这样子就牺牲了神的圣洁。
We think that we should not pursue this, forsaking the holiness of God.
还是我们因为最终之乐，我们就轻看了神的圣洁，连提都不提。
Or are we looking forward to the joy in sin, and so we despise the glory of God and not even mentioning it?
我们每天都在用什么来换什么？
And what are we exchanging every day?
其实我们每一天都在做交易。
Every day we're doing this trade.
我们每一天都每个人都有24小时。
Every one of us have 24 hours.
大家都一样。
And it's the same for everyone.
不一样的是我怎么用这个24小时。
And the difference is how are we using this 24 hours?
我用这24小时去换什么？
What are we exchanging this 24 hours for?
我们前几个星期我们在讲台上讲了这个马太福音25章，讲到那个仆人的比喻，是不是？
Several weeks ago, on this pulpit, we were talking about, the parables of Matthew 25.
我不在这里解释那一段，因为我们信息已经听过了。
I'm not going to, rephrase that because we've already listened to the message.
但是你想，这24小时是神每一天给我们一袋的银子。
But, just consider that 24 hours is the silver, is the coins that God has given us.
问题不是你有的有没有比别人的多。
The question is not whether you have more than others.
每个人一天都24小时，可能有些人比较多天，有些人比较少天，是不是？
So if everyone has 24 hours a day, some people might have more days, some people might have lesser days.
问题是你怎么使用这些时间。
The issue is how you are going to spend this time.
我以前跟大家讲过啊，我以前在这个校园服事的时候。
Maybe I have told you before in the past when I was still serving in campus ministry.
那时候我很怕花大家的时间，因为大家都很忙。
That time I was afraid of using too much of other people's time because everyone is very busy.
一直到有一天星期天在吃饭的时候听一群的人在聊天。
Until one day, on Sunday when we were having, meal together, I overheard a conversation.
这些忙碌的人在聊什么天呢？
What are they talking about, those busy people?
我一贴近的时候就听到有人说我昨天到一直到今天早上啊，然后明天还要上班，我还要今天晚上还要继续到明天早上，在做什么呢？在追剧啊。
So as I got closer, I overheard a person like I have spent all the time until almost this morning, and then I'll resume tonight and all maybe to next morning. And what was he doing? He was actually watching TV.Drama.
所以我知道，不管无论你再怎么忙
，So I know that however busy you are，
你总是有时间追剧
，And you will have time to watch TV series。
你可以睡两个小时、一个小时、30分钟，你还是照样追剧。
You can probably like only watch 2 hours, 1 hour, or as little as 30 minutes, but you're still going to watch it。
那还不是最主要的问题。
But this is not the real problem.
主要的问题是什么？
The real issue, what is that?
追剧里头的喜怒哀乐成为我们的喜怒哀乐。
And this emotion in the TV series is going to be internalized to be our emotion.
我们真正的情绪不是在祷告里头，不在读经里头，乃是在追剧里头。
Our emotion is not rooted in our prayers, but rooted in the TV.
主角被误会的时候，我们替他觉得委屈。
And when the heroes in the TV series is mistreated, we feel sorry for them.
恶人得逞的时候，我们跟着愤怒。
And then the bad people, when they're punished, and then we are also feeling angry.
情人终于在一起的时候，我们跟着一起兴奋。
And when the lovers are with each other, we're so excited for them.
结局结束的时候，我们跟着。流眼泪。
And when it comes to the final finale, and we are shedding our tears.
几个小时，几十个小时下来，我们的心跳，我们的眼泪，我们的愤怒都跟着这个剧本走。
And hours and even dozens of hours, our heartbeat, our emotions, our tears are falling along with the TV that we're watching.
这些故事的起伏也成了我们内心的一个起伏。
And those ups and downs in the TV that we're watching also becomes the ups and downs of our hearts.
我们可以为这些虚构的人物来激动。
And we can, be excited for this made-up, characters.
我们为这真实的灵魂却是麻木。
However, we are insensitive to, those real spirits.
我们可以为这剧情里面的正义感到愤怒。
And we can feel this anger, for the righteousness in the TV.
我们却对自己生命的圣洁，我们妥协。
However, we can compromise for the holiness in our lives.
这个故事的爱情，我们流眼泪。
And the love stories, we will shed our tears.
我们对神的爱，我们却是冷淡。
But we, are not responsive to the love from God.
我们到底是跟着什么跑的？
What we are chasing after.
我们到底用什么来喂养我们的情绪？
And what we are using to feed our emotion.
当我们渴望一个快乐的时候，是神的笑脸，还是一个笑剧？
And when we are, looking forward to the joy, are we looking forward to the smiling face of our God or looking forward to the TV?
慢慢我们的见证人不是周围的人物，是在剧本里面的一些的人物。
And slowly our witnesses is no longer, from the Bible, but from the TV, the characters in the TV series.
我们爱情故事，我们也照着剧本里头去学习。
And our love story, we also pursue after the model of the TV series.
剧本里面怎么写夫妻的生活，我们也想我们夫妻生活也这样。
And whatever is depicted in the plays, in terms of a marriage life, we also pursue after.
剧本里面男女朋友的关系怎么样，我们也希望我们跟我们男女朋友的关系也一样。
And whatever the relationship between girlfriends and boyfriends, is depicted in the TV, we also pursue ours afterwards.
我们的见证人不是那些信心的人物。
And our witnesses is no longer, the people from Hall of Faith.
我们的见证人是这个世界所写出来，要我们模仿效法的。
But our witness become those who are, made up by the world that they want us to model after.
弟兄姐妹们，我们奔跑需要有目标。
And brothers and sisters, we have to run, with a goal.
我们的目标必须是我们的主耶稣基督。
Our goal has to be our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为我们所成就的救恩，要为我们摆在我们眼前的这个喜乐而奔跑。
The salvation that he has accomplished for us requires that we run after the joy that is set before us.
第二，我们奔跑不要灰心。
The second, we should not lose heart when we're running the race.
我们来看第三、第四节。
So let's take a look at verse 3 and 4.
十二章三到四，我们一起来念。那忍受，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与最我们跳到后面的十二十三节。
Let's jump into verse 12 and 13.
在这里他提醒我们。
So here the author reminds us,
你们要思想,
you have to consider,
那受罪人顶撞的是谁呀?
Who is the one who is despised by the sinners?
耶稣,
So it is Jesus Christ.
不是我们,
it is not us.
我们要思想这一位受罪人顶撞的。
We have to consider the one who endured from sinners such hostility against himself.
我们要去思想，免得我们灰心疲倦。
We have to consider so that we may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
我们在我们的家人的关系里头，当我们走投无路的时候，我们要思想。
coming to this dead end in our family relationship, we have to consider.
我们要思想到耶稣基督死在十字架上是为了那一些背叛他，他付出了所有的这个时间跟心血的这些门徒所有的都离弃他，他为他们而死在十字架上。
We have to consider when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for those people who betrayed him. After his death, like all the disciples left him.
当我们碰到不管任何的问题的时候，我们要思想，我们与罪的挣扎都还没到那个地步。
Whenever we are facing an issue, we have to consider that our struggle against the sin have not yet come to that step.
我们要这么做，免得疲倦灰心。
We have to do this lest we lose our heart or faint-hearted.
特别是夫妻的关系，你们要记得这一点。
Especially in our marriage, the relationship between husband and wife, we have to remember that.
当你发现你走不下去了。
When you feel like you're coming to a dead end,
你需要来到十字架面前。
You have to come before the cross.
你要思想这位耶稣基督他到底为谁而死在十字架上。
And you have to consider this Jesus Christ, who he died for on the cross.
你要思想到这位的救主死在十字架的救主就是赐给我们生命的救主。
You have to consider this Savior who died on the cross is the Savior who has given us this new life.
我们的主为我们这样子的死。
He died for us, in this way.
我们在我们的家里头，我们也能够，也需要继续走下去。
So that we in our family should walk, and do not be weary.
我可以跟你保证，如果你真的来到十字架面前，他是基督的爱，如果你去思想，去默想，他就能充满你的心。
I guarantee you that if you really come to this cross, and then the grace and love of Jesus Christ is going to fill your heart.
它就会充满你。
And it's going to fill you.
这个充满是要赐给你许多的力量。
And this fill is going to give you a lot of power.
超过我们一切所求所想的。
Beyond what we are seeking for.
它能够赐给你力量继续走下去。
Can give you power so that you can keep on.
十二章四节那里说你们与罪恶相争还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Of chapter 12 verse 4, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
十二节又说你们要把下垂的手发酸的脚挺起来。
Verse 12, therefore lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees.
你把道路修直好叫走在其中的可以得到痊愈。
13, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint.
有些人会问说，怎么把路修直了，这个瘸腿的就会得这个痊愈呢？
And someone may wonder if you make straight the paths, how can the lame be healed?
这个不是讲我们身体的问题。
And this is not talking about our bodily issue.
而是讲到说我们这些，我们跟随主的人，当我们不走在这个直正直的道路上的时候，我们走在弯曲的道路上的时候，我们就因此而瘸腿了。
However, it's talking about when we, who are followers of Christ, who are not walking on paths that are straight, but on paths that are crooked, then we are going to be spiritually lame.
所以在属灵上瘸腿的人，只要行在正直的道路上，跟随耶稣，必得医治。
So those who are spiritually lame will find healing if they keep walking in straight paths and they will continue to follow as they continue to follow Jesus.
所以我们要奔跑，不要灰心。
So we have to keep running and do not lose heart.
为什么不要灰心？
Why should we not lose heart?
因为我们不要忘记了，管教是神的爱。
For we should not forget that discipline is love from God.
第三点，我们奔跑，不要忘记。
So the third one is that run and remember.
我们来念第五到十一节。
Let's read verse 5 to 11.
你们又忘了劝你们，如同劝儿子的说， 然后我们奔跑不要忘记。
So we have to run and remember.
不要忘记什么？
Oh, what are we going to remember?
在第五节，他说你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话。
So in verse 5, and have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons?
我们又不要忘记了神的话。
We should not forget the word of God.
神的话说什么？
What does the, what is the word of God saying?
我儿，你不要轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary, when reproved by him.
当我们面对神的管教的时候，两个心态我们要避免的。
So there are two attitudes when we are disciplined by God that we have to avoid.
一个就是轻看。
The first one is despise.
不把它当一回事。
That we are not we're regarding it lightly.
而不认为这是神的管教。
And we don't think that this is the discipline of our Lord.
我们认为这只是一件事情过了就算了。
And we think that this is just an incident and then as it passed, it's okay.
发生的事情我们从来都不放在心上。
And there's nothing that happens to us we would put in our heart.
这里讲的你不可轻看主的管教。
And so this is what is saying here, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord.
这是一个极端。
So this is one extreme.
另外一个极端呢？
However, the other extreme.
你被责备的时候也不可灰心。
That you should not grow weary when you are reproved.
也就是说你看到这个管教的时候心里自责到一个地步你放弃了。
And so it's like you're blaming yourself when you see this discipline and to an extent that you give up.
主的管教也许是轻微的但是你不可轻看。
Maybe, the discipline of our Lord is kind of light, but you should not, take it lightly.
主的管教可能是严厉的。
Maybe it's very severe.
但是你不要灰心。
But do not lose heart.
我们不要忘了神的话。这样子的告诉我们要晓得神是爱我们的。
And let us not forget what the word of God is actually telling us that God loves us.
在第七到第九我们不要忘了神的话之后我们不要忘了神的爱。
So in verse 7 to 9, after we hear the word of God, let us not forget that God's love, God loves.
因为我们受管教是神的爱。
Because when we are being disciplined, it is because of the love of God.
我们特别要来看一节经文。
So let's look specifically at a verse.
我们来看第九节。
Verse 9.
再者我们曾有深深的父管教我们我们尚且敬重他。何况万灵的父我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗
Besides this, we have our earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits?
我们不当更顺服他而得生吗
Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live?
原来神的管教是叫我们得生命的。
So the discipline of our Lord is giving us life.
当我们受到神的管教我们离开罪的时候我们就在圣洁上与他有份。
When we are receiving, accepting the discipline of our God and then partake in the holiness of God, we are having this life.
在神的圣洁里头我们的生命才是丰满的。
Only in the holiness of God is our life abundant.
就好像父亲在那里管教我们的时候我们当时候觉得非常的凄惨。
Just like when our father is disciplining us, maybe we're pretty troubled at that moment.
但是他们的管教，如果是正确的管教的话啊，是让我们将来的生命有一个好的方向。
But their discipline, provided it's a right discipline, is going to direct us to a correct path in our future.
然后更何况这个天父啊，也是这样子的管教我们。
So much more that the Father, the Heavenly Father, is disciplining us in this way.
还好神管教我们，不像我们父亲管教我们，是不是
？We have to give thanks that our God, when He is disciplining us, He's not like our earthly fathers.
我们父亲管教我们，有时候管教错了。
So sometimes our earthly father, when they are disciplining us, they probably are not correct.
可能接着私意啊。
Maybe out of their own will.
但是神也管教我们。
God is also disciplining us.
他管教乃是出于他的美意。
He disciplined out of his goodwill.
人的父母尚且有错。
And our earthly parents, they make mistakes.
但神却不是。
However, God doesn't make mistakes.
他管教我们是叫我们得生命。
He disciplined us so that we can live.
你知道当我们基督徒我们在最终的时候我们的生命其实是与神有一个隔阂的。
You know that when Christians were living in sin, we are actually separated from God.
神的管教是要把那个隔阂拿掉。
And God's discipline is to remove that chasm.
让我们的生命再一次在他里头。
That our life may be in his, again.
得到丰盛。
That we can enjoy this abundance from him.
我们奔跑不要忘记。
So when we are running, we should not forget.
忘记什么？忘记管教的目的。
Forget, about the goal of discipline.
第十、第十一节。
10 and 11.
讲到说神管教我们是要叫我们在他的圣洁上有份。
And that God, disciplines us so that we can share in his holiness.
哦，原来神的救赎跟神的管教全部都是为了我们在他圣洁上有份的。
So, by the end of the day, like the salvation from God and also the discipline from God is so that we can share in his holiness.
神的圣洁有份是让我们能够在神里头。
To share in his holiness is that we can be in our God.
所以千万不要以为说我们基督徒有恩典我们不用去思考圣洁的问题。
Never fall in this trap that since we have already enjoyed, Christians, we have already enjoyed the grace, we don't have to worry about the issue of holiness.
那以为每一次谈到圣洁都是律法主义。
Don't think that whenever we're talking about holiness, it's legalism.
讲到圣洁也是救赎。
When we're referring to holiness, this is also referring to salvation.
他拯救我们，赐给我们一个新的生命。
Save us so that we can have this new life.
赐给我们一个新的心。
So that he can give us this new heart.
让我们晓得并渴慕神的圣洁。
So that we will know and also desire the holiness of God.
让我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以在神的圣洁当中与他交流。
And for the protection of Jesus Christ, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that we can partake in his holiness.
让我们在这个基督的救恩里头，我们也有这个能力，恩典所赐下的能力，让我们能够胜过罪。
And that in his saving grace, we can have this ability, have this power to overcome sin.
求神帮助我们奔跑，不要忘记。
And may the Lord help us that when we are running, we don't forget.
奔跑不是靠速度。
And we run not, because of our, not relying on our speed.
奔跑是在乎我们的眼光在哪里。
But it relies on where our eyes are set upon.
奔跑关系到我们每一天我们要重新的仰望耶稣基督。
And our race is concerning that every single day we look upon Jesus.
我们是否愿意让我们的主来成为我们每一天我们所仰望的。
Are we willing that every single day that Lord is our goal?
我们不但如此我们要把道路修直。
And not only this, we have to make straight the path.
什么叫把道路修直？
What does it mean to make straight the path?
我以前从大学毕业的时候拿到了这个药剂师的这个license.
Years ago, after I graduated, I got this license of pharmacist.
然后我就在 Nebraska 一个小镇里头离开大城市两个小时的一个小镇 Norfolk 在那里找到一份工作我就在那里工作。
So, in a little town of Nebraska, 2 hours away from, the big city, Northville, I found a job.
在那里工作我也在那边找了一个地方住下来。
And I also found a dwelling place there.
小镇除了我还有餐馆的老板，没有其他的华人。
And so it's a very small town. So aside from the pastor and a restaurant owner, there's no Asian.
周末要上班，周六要上班的时候呢，我就在这个这个小镇里头的教会里面聚会。
Oh, when on the weekends, when I have to work, I still go to the church to participate in the worship.
没有上班的时候呢，我就开车到 Lincoln 到 Omaha, 参加这个团契跟主日崇拜。
So when I don't have to work on weekends, I would drive to Lincoln Omaha to join their fellowship.
那平时的时候，现在上班了，不需要读书了，没有考试了，时间多得很。
And so I've actually had a lot of time because I've already graduated. There's no more exams and I'm just working. So I have a lot of time.
拿了薪水之后钱又多。
And I was really well paid.
然后又找了一个便宜的 apartment 住下来。
And I also found a very cheap apartment to live.
那时候我就在想说，我有时间我去买一个游戏来玩。
And so I consider a lot of time, I'll just a game to play.
那时候游戏还是个 CD 啊。
Oh, so at that time, the video games came in the form of a CD.
花了50多块钱。
Like maybe $50+.
我就开始玩了。
And I started to play.
我并没有迟到上班啊。
And I wasn't missing. I wasn't retarded for work.
完全没有影响我的工作。
And there's no impact to my work.
玩了一个星期。
After a week,
我心里面非常的沉重。
I was really heavy in my heart.
我花那么多时间做这种事情做什么？
I've spent so much time on this.
我花那么多的时间花在这个事情上做什么？
What am I spending so much time on this for?
有什么意义？
What is the meaning for that?
最后呢，我就拿着我的 CD 丢到垃圾桶去。
So eventually, I took the CD and then put it into the trash can.
不能丢在家里的垃圾桶，还是不会把它捡回来的。
I cannot put it and throw it into the trash can in my house, in my home, because I'm going to pick it back.
我就开车到这个店的后面，他们的大垃圾桶里头往里面一丢。
So I went to the back of a store and then throw it into the gigantic trash can there.
花了50几块钱，不到一个星期。就当着垃圾丢掉了。
After spending $50+ after only a week, I threw it away.
这叫什么？
What is this?
这叫把道路修直了。
This is to make straight your path.
要不然的话，我这一拐一拐的瘸腿的人还继续走在里头。
Or else a person lame as I am is going to limp along the way.
在电脑的游戏，我教你怎么做。
And so video games doesn't really teach you what to do.
你写了一大堆的这个很长很难猜的这个 password.
And you probably will write a very long string, a very hard to guess password.
然后你把你在电脑上面网络上的 password 改了 copy paste 进去，改了 password 之后，你把你的 password 丢掉。
Oh, and then you change your password to this very long and difficult password and copy and paste it to change it. And then afterwards, you delete the record.
如果你的这个 account 是跟你的 email 连上关系的，你再 create 另外一个 email, 那个 email 的 password 也忘了。
If this is related to your email account, then you apply for a new email account and then also discard that password.
这些我都做过。
I have done many times.
就是逼着自己没有办法回去。
I'm forcing myself of a way of no return.
久而久之你会发现我辛辛苦苦在这个游戏机里面累积的成绩，最后我一狠心之下什么没了，都没了。
Said I spent so much time and energy of accumulating all my credentials in the video game and it all came to nothing.
最后我就告诉神说我打不过这个圣灵。
And eventually I admitted to God that I'm not able to win the fight against the Holy Spirit.
我不在里头再浪费我的时间。
I am not no longer going to waste my time on video games.
鼓励大家能够在神面前奔跑。
And I encourage every one of you to run in God.
也许你会很累，你挣扎了这些的问题，挣扎了好久，你发现你根本就争不过。
Maybe you are going to feel really weary, and then you feel like you're losing the battle.
也许你应该把你花了几百块钱的这个游戏机给丢了。
Maybe you have to just dump it, dump the video game of the console that you spend hundreds of dollars on.
不要给我。
And don't give it to me.
我是完全不否定，我也可能会又掉入进去的，我是不去碰它。
I do not deny the possibility that I'm going to fall back to that.
所以我把路修直了，这样子我不会瘸腿的在上面走。
But I'm going to make straight the path, so I'm not going to limp on the way.
很多时候我们需要来奔跑，要知道我们的方向在哪里。
What times that when we have to race, when we have to run, we have to know our goal.
我们需要知道我们在走怎么样的一条天路。
And we have to know what kind of a heavenward path we're walking on.
神的管教临到的时候，让我们晓得，因为神的爱才临到的。
The discipline of God comes to us. We know that it's the love of God come to us.
轻微的管教我们不要轻看。
And the light disciplines we shall not regard lightly on.
严重的管教我们不要灰心。
And the severe discipline we should not lose heart.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们需要来到你面前，我们承认我们常常像以扫一样。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. I will admit that times we're like Esau.
我们为了一餐的食物，那种的快乐，我们可以把我们在你在我们身上的这个你儿女的这个身份，我们给轻看了。
For a single meal, this transient joy, we're going to despise the childrenship of you.
我们也把你所要赐给我们的圣洁给轻看了。
That we despise upon the holiness that you have bestowed us.
求主你帮助我们的眼光能够放回到你的身上。
The Lord help us to return our eyes towards you.
能够定睛在那前面的喜乐。
And fix our eyes upon the joy that is set before us.
求主你帮助我们把下垂的手发酸的腿能够再一次挺起来。
And help us to lift our drooping hands and to strengthen our weak knees.
来奔走前面的道路。
That we can run the path before us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.